Hi everyone, it's Jacqueline Sova. I'm very excited to share this Parsha idea with you this week for Parshas Toldos. It's obviously very complicated, the relationship that Rivka has with Yaakov and that Yitzchak has with Esav. And I really want to zoom in on what it is about Esav that Yitzchak was attracted to. Obviously, I'm sure both parents had a love for both of their children. You know, there's obviously a lot of questions that come up. Did Rivka and Yitzchak not talk about their concerns with their children? There are certain mafarshim that deal with that. But what I want to focus on today is the Yitzchak-Esav relationship. And what about Esav did Yitzchak find attractive, right? From our perspective, and certainly through the education that we have about Esav, we find it difficult that someone like a tzaddik, like Yitzchak, would either be fooled or manipulated or would even find something so beautiful in Esav. So what was it about Esav that Yitzchak was in fact attracted to? So some of the classical mafarshim, like Unkelos, for example, say that what pshat was is that he brought him food, that Esav prepared delicious delicacies for Yitzchak, and I guess on a certain level that shows a certain care and a certain concern that Esav took for his father, Yitzchak. And of course, although that is certainly an understanding of why there was a connection there, a favoritism or a certain deeper connection is a little bit hard to grapple for someone like Yitzchak. Like, really? Like, you just had to win him over by some really delicious dessert or some really delicious food and he was won over? So Rashi on this agrees that Esav was actually extremely manipulative towards Yitzchak and that he looked much more from and religious than he really was. And he fooled his father into thinking he was something that he actually was not. But again, that's something that you may have learned. But a question that we still have is, we're talking about Yitzchak Avinu. Didn't he notice that? Didn't he see that his son walked around as someone who's a natural hunter, who's a more aggressive, who doesn't seem to be, you know, learning Torah or interested in that kind, those kinds of endeavors? Obviously, you know, we can understand that some kids are manipulated. But wise parents can sometimes see through it. So I want to say share two quick ideas, and the second one is something that I really want to focus on a little bit more deeply. The first idea is brought down by the Likutei Halachos, that Yitzchak, yes, he knew the goal that the Avos had from the beginning was to get Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And Yitzchak knew that for Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, we needed a Yaakov and an Esav. And Yitzchak knew that there needed to be a partnership between the two and that the sword of Esav had its place and it would be channeled Litov to help us conquer Eretz Yisrael. But unfortunately, what Yitzchak did not realize is that this dream, which will happen, is going to be happening towards Yemos HaMashiach. That ultimately there will come a day when the Esav and Yisrael will merge to bring the ultimate Geula, but we are not there yet. And that natural hunting and aggressive personality of Esav, which Yitzchak thought would be channeled Latov, was not yet where we were at. But Yitzchak saw the potential that natural midah of his would be used to help Klal Yisrael move forward. Unfortunately, he didn't realize this wasn't not the time. But the second idea that I really want to focus in on is by Avram ben HaRambam, who quotes his grandfather, so that's the Rambam's father. And you know, very often when a family, you know, there's a story by somebody who comes to a Rav, this is a true story, who came to Rav Kook and said, my child is off the derech, what should I do? And Rav Kook said, did you love him when he was from? And Rav Kook, and the parents said, of course we loved him when he was from. So Rav Kook said, so you have to love him even when he's not from, even more so. And what Avram ben HaRambam says is that Yitzchak knew that Esav was not there at all. Yitzchak was well aware. He wasn't manipulated. He knew that Esav was acting in a way he was not. That he was just walking the walk, but he was talking the talk, but he didn't really mean it. It wasn't sincere. He was just trying to fool his father. But Yitzchak saw through that. And he loved him even though he didn't act the way his father wanted him. Despite that, his father poured much more love into him because he knew that love is what this child needs even more. And when he wanted to give Yitzchak the bracha, he was hoping that the bracha would impact him to show him, I believe in you. It's almost like this is, I believe that you are someone who deserves the bracha. And the reason why this is so powerful is when someone feels like someone sees potential in us, it acts us it often impacts us to want to be better. And I just want to end with a quick idea for ourselves. So what does this mean for us? And personally, this was my own personal takeaway, is the more potential we see in ourselves than we see in others, the more it will impact the kinds of actions we take. And then when we increase the quality of the actions that we take, we increase the kinds of results that we get. And when we increase the kinds of results that we get, it only reiterates and reminds us that those beliefs that others had in us and that we have in ourselves, that we have a lot of potential, is only further increased, which then only further enhances awesome actions, which brings us great results, which then only reminds us of the awesome potential that we have within us. And so I end with saying, in Parshas Bereishis, Hashem says, Vayar ki tov, Hashem saw it was good. We have to really work to seeing the tov in others and ourselves in order to bring out the potential in other people. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.